Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, what do you got there?
This is the new Ping G430 Max 10K driver. It's next level, I'll tell you. It's so impressive. We all know that Ping help you play your best. I've been using them for years. I wouldn't use anything else. In fact, this new driver, it's Ping's straightest and highest moment of impact driver ever.
Holy moly. So on the course, what's that going to mean? How's it going to help golfers?
Well, to put it simply, it means people are going to be hitting longer, straighter, and they're going to absolutely crack their drives off the tee. I could talk about it all day. It's that good. But the best thing to do, if you want to check out how impressive Ping's new G430 Max 10K driver is, just book in with your local golf shop or professional to arrange a Ping club fitting, and I'll see you out there with my Ping gear.
And now, on Talk Birdie to Me, it's time for some bonus content. All thanks to our good friends at Ping, they'll help you play your best. You can see your local golf shop or professional for a Ping club fitting. And the Golf Clearance Outlet. Great prices on great gear. They're in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth, or online at golfclearanceoutlet.com.au. Now, time for some bonus content. Here's Nick Ahern and Mark Allen on the most listened to Australian golf podcast. This is Talk Birdie to Me.
So, this is a bonus pod, and it's because of you, Ross. We're about to get Ping's Matt Austin to talk about, what question was it again, Nick? You've got it right there.
I do have the question. We are doing this because Ross sent us an email and it says, "Hi guys, really enjoy the show. It's that time of the year when all the golf club manufacturers come out with their new golf clubs. I read somewhere that you should upgrade clubs every 5 years. What would be your advice, and does it differ depending on handicap, type of club, etc., driver irons, hybrids?" So the reason we're ringing Matt Austin is, well, we tried him last week, obviously, but couldn't get a hold of him. You know why? Because he's so busy fitting all these Ping clubs because they're so popular right now.
Look at you. Get the chest out.
Oh, I tell you. They're so good too. So anyway.
Hello, Matt speaking.
Hey, Matt, great to have you on, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Matt, when you get one generation of golf club to the next, people always wonder how much improvement from one generation to the next is there. What can you tell us?
So unfortunately, like most of these things, Mark, the simple answer is it depends. So it depends on the golfer, it depends on their age, their handicap level, and the big one is obviously what they're trying to actually improve on in performance.
Ross has asked here, he thinks, you know, should he upgrade his club every 5 years? What would your advice be to all those golfers out there? You know, how often?
So the average, I guess, we see across Australian consumer of golfer is drivers probably every 3 to 4 years where they will see a measured gain in performance. So in that time, the golf club's obviously improved a bit and the golfer is 3 to 4 years older or swinging the club differently. So they may see a measured gain there. And then irons are probably closer to 4 to 6 years.
4 to 6 years. Yeah, well, I just got my blueprints, the Blueprint S.
Yeah, any good?
Oh, unbelievable. And you know what's really good? These new G430 Max drivers. How are they going for you, Matt? Are they just walking out the door?
Yeah, a lot of interest, obviously, in the new G430 10K at the moment within the marketplace. And on tour, obviously, we're seeing some great success with all three of the heads that we see out there played on tour.
You've got the woods covered. You've got the irons covered. I want to talk about the wedges because when I watch Tiger Woods, he's got a little series on Fox Sports at the moment, and it's basically about how he plays. It's a whole different bunch of categories. It's very interesting to see him talk about everything that he's done in golf. But the one episode where he talks about his equipment, he said this. He said that every single week he gets a new lob wedge and 56 degree, and he does that because of the sharp grooves, and he wants, you know, full control of the ball. So every single week, new lobby and a new 56. That's for Tiger. What about your average weekend warrior who, you know, practices a little bit, plays maybe 9 holes during the week and gets out there on a Saturday or a Sunday? How often should he change those grooves on his wedges?
So the simple answer, and I guess it's something we've come to in the last probably 5 to 6 years of wedges, is if the golfer is ready to change the grip on their wedges, it's probably time to actually change the wedge.
Nice.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, okay. And how much difference do, like, I kind of know, I kind of feel it, but I want to hear it from you. How much different the real sharp grooves, you know, week one of a lob wedge versus, I don't know, let's say the 200th round of a lob wedge in a shot that would normally bounce and then check up a little bit, maybe roll 10 feet. How much difference? I'm going the long way around trying to explain this, but hopefully golfers out there can understand what I mean.
So the simplest analogy we use, Marco, is basically the tread on the tyres of your car. So the tread on the tyres of your car work fantastically to remove moisture and remove stuff from the road so you stay gripped to the road. A Formula One car in perfectly dry conditions doesn't need any tread on its tyres, but one drop of rain on the road and they will slip all over the place, and that's basically the same way that the grooves work on your wedges.
Nice. One more from me with the wedges just before Nick gets you.
Yep.
I used to think when I was a kid in Australia that all the wedges were made for American bunkers, you know, with lots of bounce and, you know, you try and play them out of the sand belt and it was very, very different. But these days there are different sorts of grinds. Are the Ping's grinds on their wedges changing as much as the generational basic club itself?
Yeah, so I think this iteration, which is the S159 wedges, we've added two additional grinds, which are grinds that have been available to golfers in a works department or through our tour van, as Nick would have experienced over the years, where we're looking at giving the golfer more options in a wedge that's able to maintain some bounce that give the golfer a chance to open the face or rotate the handle as much as they want to through impact.
Yeah, I'm trying out the new wedges at the moment as well. Matt got me some the other day and they are looking very schmick, let me say. But the other thing for all our listeners out there with your wedges that is so, so important, can't overstate this enough. If you want to spin the golf ball,
go on.
Clean your grooves.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Always filled with grass, some of the people I help. It drives me nuts.
You know, I watch the players and they try to hit on the driving range, Matt, they've got their track man there and they're trying to get their numbers really accurate as they possibly can. And the blokes who are at the top, they clean their grooves in between every single shot to get the most accurate reading possible. How much does a little bit of dirt in the grooves affect the spin rate?
It's huge, Mark. So in that most lofted wedge, it's anywhere between sort of 2,000 to 4,000 cycles of backspin. So the ball will launch higher than it physically would if the grooves were clean, as well as the backspin obviously reducing by about a third.
Yeah, it's noticeable.
Wow.
It is noticeable.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Matt, a question from the token hack in this podcast. Mm. Obviously, Mark and Nick are pros and excellent golfers, and you're clearly very, very good as well. As a hack, I've heard Nick talking about these blueprint S's and raving about them. I'm looking at the S and the T, and they both look amazing. What's the core difference for a hack golfer? What would the key difference be, and would you pick up a difference?
Between the S and the T, really the difference is playability through the T. So the golfer who's looking to shake the golf ball and get more feedback on toe and heel strikes definitely prefers that smaller blade. The golfer who, like Nick, Mark and myself, can still miss some shots heel to toe and is looking for retention of ball speed and some consistency, they seem to kind of revert back to that S model.
Yeah, it just makes it that little bit easier for us, which is what we're after. The ones who are the pure flushes, they'll probably go more towards the T and they like that blade style. So
I reckon the blade style's going out of fashion. I'm watching Ludwig Aber, who's one of the best hitters you'd ever see. Mm. He's not using the blade. I had a look at Patrick Cantlay last week. He's not using the blade. Mm. JT has got blades, but his mate Spieth doesn't have blades. What's the percentage of the best players in the world? So anybody on tour using blades versus non-blades? And I'm talking about your Ping version.
So off the top of my head, there's probably only a couple of golfers who carry a blade from top to bottom, so say 3-iron through to the wedge. Most of them now have some version of a combo set. So even a guy like an Oosthuizen, who's a great ball striker, carries the S model in the 3, 4 and 5-iron, and then the T in the 6-iron down. So he sort of gets that control in the shorter irons where he needs it, but much easier to flight those longer irons with a bit of weight down below.
Great to have you on, Matt.
Beautiful. Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate your time. And you're there at the Ping Warehouse in Moorabbin. Can always look Matt up if you're out there wanting to get fitted, because he's the best in the business.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for your support.
And as we always say, Ping will help you play your best. And if you do want to go and get checked out, like Nick says, like you did, Nick, just book in with your local golf shop or pro, and they'll sort you with a Ping Club fitting. Best in the business, and it'll be a great experience.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for being part of Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen. And if you want to be part of the show, drop us a message.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.